With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Speaker Mike Johnson was reelected to the top post in the House in a stunning floor vote on the opening day of Congress Friday, securing the gavel on the first ballot. Here's Bernie Bennett.
But the vote did not come without drama. Republicans Ralph Norman of South Carolina and Keith South of Texas had initially voted for candidates other than Johnson. Norman voted for Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio and South voted for Representative Byron Donalds of Florida. The clerk, though, held open the vote. After negotiations with Johnson, Norman and South made their way to the front of the chamber and switched to support Johnson. The vote is also a victory for President-elect Donald Trump, who had endorsed Johnson and was instrumental in rallying Republicans around the speaker. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
At a news conference on security in the nation's capital, U.S. Capitol Police Chief J. Thomas Manger said that so far there's no indication of any mass protests leading up to January 6th.
We're living in a time of heightened threat environment toward government and elected officials. Our nation's capital is prepared to ensure that the legislative process will proceed without disruption and our government will have a peaceful transfer of power.
Stocks ended the trading week on an up note. Here's a market report from Seth Sutel.
Wall Street rallied out of its holiday season funk with its first gain since Christmas. The S&P 500 climbed 1.3% Friday, its best day in nearly 2 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 339 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.8%. Big tech stocks, including Nvidia and Tesla, led the way higher. That offset drops for beer, wine, and liquor companies. Those stocks fell after the Surgeon General proposed putting cancer warning labels on alcohol. Molson Coors lost 3.4%. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.60%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And this is SRN News. Canada sends gender advisors to Ukraine.
And to Poland and to Haiti and everywhere the Canadian military is serving. A new government report states that in Poland, for example, quote, a task force gender advisor was involved in all aspects of this training mission and supported the local defense attaché in connecting with local and Ukrainian-based non-governmental organizations and interested parties. Critics say taxpayers shouldn't foot the bill for Canada to export the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to data from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research, evangelical Christians are tithing less to churches these days. The report says the proportion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74% to 61% over the last 3 years, and the percentage who gave to a nonprofit or ministry outside of church fell from 58% down to just 50%. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on the latest in the contempt hearings for Rudy Giuliani.
During 3 hours of testimony at his contempt hearing in a New York courtroom, Rudy Giuliani insisted that he is not hiding assets from lawyers trying to recover a $148 million judgment for two Georgia election workers. The judge suggested a contempt finding might not be necessary if Giuliani complies with the judge's order to relinquish assets. The election workers' lawyers claim Giuliani has displayed a consistent pattern of willful defiance. Giuliani says he gets confused and forgetful and that he lost some belongings during his most recent divorce 6 years ago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New vehicle sales in the U.S. rose 2.7% last year as prices and interest rates eased up a bit, making SUVs, cars, and trucks a little more affordable. Industry analysts say discounts such as rebates and low-interest financing should get even better in 2025. This is SRN News.